We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit. And what does it mean? In a nutshell, I think it means this. We'll go a little bit longer. We'll push a little harder. And we'll think a little deeper and a little sharper. It means we're unbreakable. Like to me, it means we'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass. We'll play on turf. We'll go to a landfill. Doesn't matter. And that's what we got to be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you. Let's go to work, man. It's about to be fun. O and D.
Let's go!
Dan Campbell, Hard Knocks last night. Ike, when you watched that scene, did you jump up?
Oh, yeah, I was fired up. I was fired up the whole episode.
So Deuce was a huge star in last night's, or the most recent episode, depending on when
first
you watched
episode.
It. First episode. He was a star. Mm-hmm. He's yapping back and forth. Aaron Glenn's their defensive coordinator, and they have a good back and forth on the field. And you were saying that that's how Deuce.
Oh, yeah, that's Deuce. Yeah, Deuce. You can get Deuce mic'd up. I don't even know if they were doing mic up back in those games when we were playing with Eagles. But, yeah, that's Deuce. That's just his personality. The running back that had the personality of a linebacker. He thinks like a defensive player. He's a physical, aggressive running back, doesn't care about the dancing and all that other stuff that running backs like to do when they run the football. He is a downhill, north-south, hard-nosed football player. That's Deuce, man. Love him. I mean, that's why you hear players. Why you think those players were saying they wanted him to be the head coach?
Because of that, yeah.
Yeah, he was here with the Eagles.
Well, he'll fit right in out there with Detroit. I mean, geez.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, that's Deuce.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. We have the biggest Jalen Hurts hater on the planet. I don't know why. Mad Mike. Because OG Wade got in yesterday. He's obviously the biggest Jalen Hurts supporter. So to balance the Marston Reese Fantasy League, we need the biggest Hurts hater. Mad Mike, how are you?
How are you guys doing today? And I am here to, first of all, before we get started, Kevin Kincaid is such a nerd loser.
All right.
A petition. Oh, I'm going to say it. I'm going to write an article and make a petition. Shut up, nerd. Go do something else. You're a nerd.
Nerds. It's not like ogre.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been, and I know I've formed a new alliance with Chuck from Mount Airy. And, you know, that's great and all, but I want to say this. He's a flip-flopper with Jalen Hurts. He loved him. He doesn't like him, whatever.
Yep.
But I have hated Jalen Hurts since he got drafted and I saw his dumb face come to the Eagles. He screwed up everything with Wentz. Yeah, I mean, he caused all that commotion. Now he's here and he's Captain Intangibles. And everybody loves his work ethic. Blah, 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 blah. I hate this guy. I've got a bottle of champagne in my refrigerator for the day that the Eagles announced they've cut Jalen Hurts. It'll be the best day ever. And the other bottle of champagne for when the Eagles fire Howie Roseman.
That's going to be chilling for a while there.
Like, I just can't stand it. The guy can't play, but everybody in this city that's such a smart football fan is just like, Jalen Hurts is the guy. He's going to be the guy. Shut up. And that last caller that called in, I'm sad about Jalen Hurts. Shut up, loser. You're not even a hater. You're just a sad sack. So, like, I've hated this guy since the moment that he got drafted, and I can't wait for him to be cut.
That was painful, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
No, I got one question for him.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because if you were chosen, You do know you have to be at the draft.
I'll come. I'm probably going to fight OG Wade in the parking lot.
No, 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 no. We can't even play around with that. There'll be none of that.
Fine, fine. I will come and I'll play nice, but I'll definitely tell that old man to his face, like, yeah, I'm gonna kick your butt.
All right, all right. All right, Mike.
It's up to be him.
Later. Yeah, it's. And I would even say if someone came close, I would vote for them over Mike. Yeah. But you have to come close. It's going to be tough to do.
Right. It's going to be tough to beat him.
Mm. All right. Let's go to Tom in Vancouver. Tom, how are you?
Man. Gentlemen, how are you?
Tom, you're in Maine right now?
I'm in Maine, and that's why I've had trouble calling in. I was trying yesterday. We've got this old phone. It's not rotary, but it's one of those, like, first types of digital cordless phones where it's really hard to push the buttons in. There's no speaker phone. There's no redial and all the rest of it.
Oh, man. That's a shame. Wait, so what, your cell phone doesn't work because you're in the States, or what's going on?
Well, no, I'm too cheap to pay the $12 it'll cost to
Gotcha. I can respect that. Yeah. I would do the same thing. Yes.
So here I am. We're at the beach. It's very nice, but I have to call in anyway to you guys.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, you know, I'm listening to Mad Mike, and of course Mad Mike is going to be the number one Jalen Hurts hater. You know why? Because he's the number one Eagles hater.
It's true.
That's a good point.
We'd be rewarding him for hating the Eagles, all right?
Yeah, so, you know, and I'm not voting for myself, but I'm just saying, like, I'd like to see someone else get in there other than Mad Mike because of that. So football is an emotional game, and the Lions are very hungry, and they will likely be sharper. And I was concerned about this a few months ago when I called in. I said, what happens if the Eagles lose that first week? And, you know, we were all like, well, you know, it feels like that is a real possibility now. And so I don't like the short practices, but there is one thing, and that's if Rios is talking about sparring, if you train with game day intensity, you will be better prepared for competition. And I think that is one thing where this year they seem to be getting as many reps as they did last year in half the amount of time. And that's the one point of hope that I have, although I don't feel good about week one.
I'll say this about week one. I'm not even... Obviously, you want to start the season off with a win. Nobody wants to start a season off with a loss. But it's not the end of the world to me, right? And obviously, you want to win the game, but it doesn't mean the season is over. So if they happen to lose that first game, it just puts more pressure on them to have to win that next game, the game against Minnesota, the home opener.
Right.
I mean –
well, you know, Belichick, Brady, they would often peak later.
Yeah.
They often didn't perform that well at the beginning of the season. And we know in baseball and in all these sports, the timing is everything.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and I said this earlier, if they did lose to the Lions, that doesn't mean the season's over.
No.
It just means they lost to the Lions, and they're going to have to make up a game that maybe you thought they were going to lose before. To me, this is a much more difficult game than a lot of people think.
Yeah, because I think most people just look at it as the Lions, and they're going to win the game.
Right. Exactly.
You know, Elliot... spent a lot of time talking about the Lions' past, and I understand that. That can give you some sort of comfort and not overreacting. You basically say, oh, the Lions will find a way to lose a game. But that stuff changes, man. It changes. And sometimes you bring the right person in that changes that sort of culture, and they're trying to establish a new culture. It doesn't mean the Lions are about to go off and win the Super Bowl.
And it doesn't mean in 5 years Dan Campbell's still the head coach.
Right,
there.
It doesn't mean
it might wear off.
But what I think does matter is your approach to the offseason and how focused you are. And listening to the players and the coaches talk about how bad 3-14 was for them last year to go through that, right, and not wanting to have to go through that again. That's embarrassing. You are motivated to go out there and put forth that effort versus coming off of a season where everybody's patting you on the back and telling you how great you were and you exceeded expectations and you got the top five skill positions in the league. Like, you know, yeah, Jalen is under a little scrutiny, but he's also being propped up by his teammates and everybody else. They keep him protected. I only say that to say they may not come into that first game with the same edge and focus that Detroit has and motivation.
And they may think they're coming into it, but they don't realize it.
Exactly. You don't realize it.
Because they've been practicing at a different level, Jack.
Also, the Bills were a losing franchise forever, and Sean McDermott went
there.
A similar-ish mentality. Obviously, Dan Campbell will take it to another level, but it's a similar kind of mentality. He turned them into a blue-collar, hardworking team, and look how they've turned out.
Now, and I'll say this. Listen, now, the flip side of that coin is Joe Judge and the New York Giants.
Yep.
It didn't mount to a hill of beans for them.
But those guys also, you felt like the players were kind of like – half rolling their eyes when guys are running laps and doing all
but
this
they
other
ran
stuff.
Them.
They did. You're right.
I mean, after that first year, they were there yelling with their coach, mad at the Eagles. They didn't get in the playoffs. They weren't supportive of him. Now, you didn't hear a player's revolt against him. Daniel Jones ain't very good.
No, he's not.
Yeah, because after a while, all of that doesn't matter when the results aren't there. When it doesn't add to wins. All that running laps and doing all that other stuff, it doesn't. Players start to say, I ain't on that. Yeah, we got beat by 30 last week. Did you watch it? Did you watch that game? And they're not buying it. Whereas in Buffalo, like you talked about with a losing culture, whatever it is Sean McDermott implemented coming in, they got results immediately, or at least in the second year.
Yeah.
They were in the playoffs, I think, Josh Allen's second year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think
and they won.
I remember they beat Houston.
Yep.
When in Houston that they played down there, and remember he threw the ball while he was running, he threw it backwards.
They didn't lose that game?
No, Houston won that game. That was the year Houston should have beat Kansas City the next week.
And they blew it late.
Remember Deshaun Watson got out of the pocket? Like he was about to get sacked and like fired down the field.
Made this unbelievable play. All right.
And now look where Buffalo is at, a damn Super Bowl favorite.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, if you have two teams in the AFC to go to the Super Bowl, they're one of them.
Yep.
So earlier, Ian Begley of SNY up in New York said that Kevin Durant more or less sees Philadelphia as another desired landing spot. So in addition to Boston, Durant very much believes that the 76ers are a place that he'd like to go. This coming from Frank Iasola, longtime New York basketball writer, ESPN.
I know, Frankie Iso.
This is what he tweets out. It's hard to follow at times, but yes, Kevin Durant would like to play with James Harden, who was in London with Durant around the time Durant met with Nets ownership. And in parentheses, he says, maybe Harden, an expert at forcing trades, is serving as an advisor. So Frank Iasola says, yes, Kevin Durant would like to play with James Harden.
I was about to say, what the hell is that? That's our union music.
Part owner.
I'm telling you, man, he's looking at his options, and he realizes the ones out west aren't there. And he's saying, you know what? Miami ain't going to happen. Does he really want to play in Boston?
No, this
probably
is the front
doesn't. This is where he's at now. And I wouldn't have bought it if I didn't see him at that damn concert. If I didn't see them with Travis Scott, I wouldn't be sitting here saying, yeah, it's a possibility. But they were literally dousing Travis Scott with champagne together.
Yeah, it was like, it was surprising.
Yes.
It was surprising to where I had said, when is this from?
Yeah.
Right? And then people are like, oh, it was just this past weekend. This is the first concert he had since the tragedy that happened a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was there. And it's like, all right, were they just there by circumstance or were they there together? Because they were there together.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Plymouth Meeting has a thought on OG Wade. Jonathan, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, I'm good. I need y'all to tell me if this makes sense real quick.
Yeah.
So I think OG Wade is calling Jalen Hurts Bill Russell, whereas he's calling the bazooka Pat Mahomes. I think he's calling him like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Then he's saying one's better than the other, but you know. Does that make sense?
Because Russell was known as a great winner, right? Yeah. Like didn't put up the greatest stats, but he's the ultimate winner.
Right. And he's saying Pat Mahomes won, but he was the better. Yeah, I mean, people will tell you Kareem was a better player than Bill Russell. Yes.
Right. Better score, more points.
Exactly. I think that's what it is right there.
Yeah, he's saying Pat Mahomes may be the better player. Is he trying to say Jalen Hurts will win more?
So Bill Russell's the overall better player because he won. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the better player, right? Like if you're ranking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, well, maybe he wouldn't. I mean, we'll ask OG Wade in a second.
I know what the hell OG Wade is thinking.
Do you believe that? Jonathan, do you believe that Jalen Hurts is a better football player?
I know. No, I'm a big Jalen Hurts believer. He's not better than Pat Mahomes right now. I mean, if Pat Mahomes loses some arm talent and some velocity, who knows?
Well, we know he's not better than him now, but do you subscribe to the theory that Jalen Hurts is a better football player than he is a quarterback? Because that's ultimately what O.G. Wade's saying. He's just a good football player.
Way better football player than some of these bums that get off the team quick. But I think he's better than Wentz.
Well, we lost that for a second.
I'll take it as he did not agree that he was better than Pat Mahomes.
I hope not.
No, he did not.
O.G. Wade, how do you explain? Can you re-explain this, what you're talking about here? Go ahead, O.G.
Yeah. What I mean is that athletically, Jalen Hurts is a better athlete than Patrick Mahomes. They're both football players. I believe Jalen Hurts is a better football player than Patrick Mahomes. I believe that Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback today than Jalen Hurts. Now, if you ask yourself, who's stronger in the weight room? Who's a stronger player? We already know that's Jalen Hurts. Who's faster? Jalen Hurts. Who can do more? Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes can throw the ball. Right now, I'm better than Jalen Hurts. But quarterback is more than just throwing the ball. You got to be a leader. You got to be able to read defenses. You got to be able to.
And he does that better than he. Hold on, whoa. Because you done ran off the rails. So he does that better than Pat Mahomes?
I believe so. Yeah.
No, stop, OG. See, stop. I was with you on the squatting. Even if you want to go to running, okay? Pat Mahomes is not really a runner. But there's nothing else that he does better than Pat Mahomes. And he's not a better football player. He's not. If you want to say he's stronger, his legs are stronger, okay. And, you know, the whole athlete thing is such a loose term. What do you think? Throwing the football accurate and throwing 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards doesn't contribute to him being an athlete? You don't think that contributes to his athleticism? Hold on. Who does a better job of extending plays, escaping from tackles, and still getting touchdowns down the field and actually winning games? Like, Jalen Hurts doesn't do that better than Pat Mahomes. He does one thing, which is run, because Pat Mahomes doesn't concentrate on running the football. That's not important to his success.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I speak now?
Yes.
Okay, that may not be important to his success because he knows that's not where his butter is breaded at, okay? Or bread is buttered at.
Right.
But that is Jalen Hurts' ability. And what I'm saying to you is that if you give Jalen Hurts, you take Pat Mahomes off of the Kansas City Chiefs, mm-hmm, and put Jalen Hurts there, and I'm talking about Tyreek Hill,
yep,
Travis Kelce, and all of that he had,
yep,
I think Jalen Hurts will have a Super Bowl right now.
No, you don't.
Okay?
No.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And here's why I say that. You giving your opinion. I'm giving my opinion. I know what Jalen Hurts is capable of doing, and with the weapons that he has right now, he's going to prove you.
But how do you know what he's capable of doing, Wade?
I'm with you, Wade.
I know football, and I have an eye for talent. I'm not saying this to be funny, and I'm not saying I'm better than anybody else. I know that if you put players around talented players, I believe Jalen Hurts is a talented player. I believe Patrick Mahomes is a talented player. But I believe this kid can win if you put the proper weapons around him.
I can agree with all that, though. Here's where you and I are disagreeing. You're bringing in the best quarterback in football, and it's unfair to Jalen Hurts. He's not even in the same stratosphere as Patrick Mahomes, and nor is he in the same stratosphere of about 10 other quarterbacks, for that matter. Now, I like Jalen Hurts, but the best thing he does is run the football. And anytime you say that about a quarterback, you're saying a whole lot, that the best thing he does is run the football as opposed to throwing the football. That's what he gets paid to do, throw the football. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen. We don't talk about Josh Allen, how great he is as a runner. The fact that he almost threw for 5,000 yards last year. Like, that's a great quarterback, 30-plus touchdowns. That's great. And you don't have to worry about his running game. You know why we got to talk about Lamar's running game? Because his passing game ain't that damn pleasant to talk about.
Ike, with all that you've given these guys, Aaron Rodgers, how many Super Bowls Aaron Rodgers got?
I'm talking about how great they played a quarterback position.
What I'm saying, Ike.
And by the way, Jalen Hurts doesn't have a Super Bowl either.
Exactly. But it all boils down to the same thing. That is your opinion.
It's a fact that Aaron Rodgers is better than Jalen Hurts. That's a fact. It's a fact that Patrick Mahomes is better than Jalen Hurts. That's a fact. It's not an opinion.
Not an athlete. So you get that straight.
Hold on a second. So Jalen Reagor's also a better athlete than Pat Mahomes, too. How about that?
No, I'm not. We're not talking about.
Your criteria, I just have to find somebody that plays a position that's faster and can squat more. Right?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
It is what you're talking about.
You're the only one that would take Jalen Hurts over any of those guys. Not another person in their right mind would take Jalen Hurts. Not even Jalen Hurts would take himself over Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, any of those
guys.
That's
a fact, too. That's a fact.
Hello, Earth to all of y'all. I never said I would take Jalen Hurts over Patrick Mahomes.
Why wouldn't you? He's the better football player. Why wouldn't you take him?
Now, I'm telling you right now, Jalen Hurts is capable of doing the same things that you're blessing all these great guys that can do. Jalen Hurts can, in time, he'll be able to do the same things that those guys do.
Well, then when he does it, OG, then you can say he's better or he's right there with those guys. You're saying it right now like you're some sort of prophet, like it's going to come to fruition anytime soon. It's not. It's not.
Yeah, it is. You're going to see it this year. You want to see it this year?
Not at that level.
I'm just saying, okay, it may not be at that level, but you're going to see what I'm talking about this year.
I agree. I'm with you. I've been with you all offseason. But you just go too far.
I feel like he's my son.
you know? I got to sit here and I'm debating Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, really?
Right, like it's a real conversation. No, because he even says, well, Pat Mahomes is a better quarterback right now. He's a better passer than him right now.
You don't have to prove how much on board you are with Jalen Hurts every day.
Well, got him in the Marks and Reese Fantasy League.
And this is what I'm going to have to deal with every week, man.
Right. Yeah. And this is Jack. Yeah. See, this is Jack. Jack is the commissioner, the evil commissioner of the Marks and Reese Fantasy League.
Well, wait till Mad Mike's in it. I mean.
Yeah, so.
Am I wrong? Did I blow my top there? Am I wrong, man? I mean,
well, it's about time. I mean, frankly, there's been a lot of. We let Wade get.
I let him get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Today was a day.
Man.
Coming up, top 5 at 5 with Jack. What does he have in store for us today? Your phone calls, and we need to dethrone Mad Mike as the biggest Jalen Hurts hater. Lines are open. Not a lot of open lines, but lines are open, Ike.
He's not.
215-592-9494.
He's a better quarterback than him right now. Like, somehow Jalen's going to pass Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. When Pat Mahomes is retired, then he'll be a better passer.
God. Right.
Even then, probably not.
All right. We need a timeout.
That's all coming up next.
My neck is sweating now.
Yeah, the vein is out in Ike's forehead. Marks and Reese, don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, summer heat means it's time to crank up the AC. So if you want to keep your home cool and do it more efficiently, you have to save on your high energy bills. I suggest you go Gaina and finally replace those old drafty windows and doors with my good friends at Gaina Door and Window. I'm a Gaina customer, and I can tell you for a fact this is the best savings that you're going to get all year long. 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll receive 40% off each window that you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane windows and 40% off any door. That includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today, no money down, and then you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. All prior sales are excluded. Minimum purchases required, but don't let these big discounts pass you by. Go Gaina today to take advantage of these limited-time savings by calling to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GAINA. 877-GO-GAINA or visit them at GoGAINA.com. That's Go, GUIDA.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.